This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. We love our barbecue in Texas, and one Texan who knows a lot about it is Rob Walsh. He's a James Beard Award-winning writer from Houston. He has a new book out called Barbecue Crossroads. And for the book, he traveled across the South, documenting various barbecue styles, not just the food, but the history behind the food and the restaurants that he ate at. He's going to be at Book People tonight at 7. I had a chance to talk to him earlier today, and I just asked him why he wanted to write this book.
I left the Houston Press after 10 years, and I was basically unemployed, and I found myself enjoying barbecue more than I had in decades because I wasn't being called on to rank it or rate it anymore. I was able to just sit back and appreciate it, and I realized that the things that really made me appreciate barbecue weren't really related to the flavor so much as the atmosphere and the sort of artisan tradition that barbecue represents. I mean, this is probably the greatest artisan food tradition of America. And that's really what I found was the subject matter I had been ignoring all these years was what really drew us to barbecue. It wasn't that this brisket is a 7.5 on a 10-point scale. It was that that table that you're sitting at, people have been playing dominoes there for 50 years and they'd worn a pattern in the top of it. I mean, that's fascinating. That's, you know, inspiring.
What is the most surprising discovery you made along the cultural trail of barbecue in the South?
I visited a barbecue place called Fresh Air Barbecue outside of Atlanta, and I was trying to figure out what the name meant. And it was explained to me that it was a few miles down the road from the location of the biggest camp meetings, these religious revival meetings that had been going on at this same campground for over 100 years. And I started connecting some dots. I knew that in Huntsville, the New Zion Missionary Baptist Church has a barbecue restaurant in their church hall. I'd seen a bunch of churches that were holding barbecue sales. I met Baby Jay up in Palestine, Texas, who is the minister of the First Way Apostolic Church and ran a barbecue joint on the side. And this connection between religion and barbecue, which had always seemed somehow, you know, odd and coincidental, suddenly all the dots connected and I realized barbecue really is part of the revival tradition.
Can you have good barbecue without the community and the tradition? Can you make it all about the food and serve it on white plates, on white linen, and have it be as good?
I would say that what Tim Byers is doing at Smoke in Dallas is fabulous. I mean, he's using a barbecue smoker to produce fine dining. It's an old tradition in haute cuisine to borrow from folk cuisine. You go to France and somebody's putting foie gras in the cassoulet or something. I mean, you know, that's what great chefs have been doing forever. The question is barbecue, you know, that's made in a stainless steel oven where some kid loads the racks, puts in a log, hits a button, and everybody goes home to sleep, you know, is that barbecue? And you know, I think the answer is, you know, Wonder Bread is still bread, you know, but the relationship between this push-button barbecue and real artisan pit-cook barbecues is the relationship between Wonder Bread and artisan baking.
Rob Walsh is the author of Barbecue Crossroads, Notes and Recipes from a Southern Odyssey. Thanks for coming into KUT, Rob.
Great to be here.
Rob Walsh will also be at Book People tonight at 7 o'clock. You can go down there and talk to him and check out his new book. This is KUT 90.5.